10 seconds and we'll do it. Anyone wants any questions or comments about ambivalence? Happy, happy. Just get involved. Right, so Coach Helen for UFIT Studio. Now, talking about ambivalence, and a lot of people are like, including me when I first read it or saw it, what does ambivalence mean? And what the hell has that got to do with losing weight or becoming more healthy? What is ambivalence and how does it impact me? Or why I'm not losing weight? And let's first kind of delve into. Everyone sneeze. That's what I want to delve into. Hi, Kate. I'm fine now. Back not sneezing. Hi, Safi. I'm fine not sneezing. I've got a sneezing fit going on. That's not what the live is about. I've never had this experience before in a live. I've had loads of other experiences, but sneezing repeatedly was not one of them. Anyway, oh, I feel like I might have to leave the room to have a big sneeze, but I'm not. Right. So, ambivalence, what is it? Where does it come from? Now, ambivalence, the best way to describe ambivalence is thinking about the angel and the demon on your shoulder. Okay. Ambivalence is where you have every great intention to do something, and yet when it comes to it, you don't get it done, right? You know it's good for you, you know it's beneficial, you know that it's quote unquote the right thing to do to get to your goal. It's a positive, it's constructive, and yet somehow, for some reason, you don't do it, and it's unexplainable also to some degree. And yet when I use the angel and demon kind of doing a tug of war analogy, a lot of clients start to understand what ambivalence means. You'll find that the more you push yourself to create change, the more you'll find yourself almost resisting wanting to change at the same time. So often you'll find some kind of active resistance to wanting to change. So here's the kind of things that I hear from clients when they're in this kind of ambivalence, where they know it's the right thing to do, and yet they'll come out with some active resistance to changing. So it'd be things like, I already knew that. Yep, I know about that. I'll show you how to do this. That's usually a good one. They might rebel. So some of my clients might rebel against something we've agreed to do, just not do it. Like, even if we've agreed to do it, understand the benefits of it, of doing something, they may not do it. Or in fact, some clients will outrightly argue, I have a couple of those, argue that it's just not beneficial. Sorry, not to sneeze. Dear God. You also might have somebody who, a client, we might find yourself doing these things yourself, where they're quite passive. They're kind of a passive resistance to change. So they might say things like, oh, I forgot to take my pictures of my food. I forgot to do my food diary. They may arrive late to a one-to-one, or maybe not pick up for a one-to-one. They may things like, oh, I might say to them, okay, do you know what's happening in terms of your food? They may say, I just don't know. It may seem like I'm too busy. Like, it's quite passive, it's quite laid back, it's still kind of resisting change. It's kind of sitting in that world where they know something. They do know. I think every client knows. I've said this before, I'm making this really clear. Every client knows that something is good for them. Every client knows that taking a particular action is good for them. It's like I said, it's like you have every best intention to do something, and yet when it comes to it, you don't do it because of the tug of war. When you're saying, and I've said this before, when you're saying no to a habit that you know is beneficial, when you're letting the devil win, if you like, you let the devil win, you're saying yes to something else. So repeat that. So when you're saying no to a habit that you know is positive, constructive, supportive towards your goals of losing weight, you're saying yes to something else that is potentially more beneficial, that you've potentially been swayed into somewhere in the debate or the argument. And this is where ambivalence is natural and is actually totally part of the journey. Lots of clients will beat themselves up about it. I hear that a lot. And I've heard that a lot over the last couple of weeks. I think as things start to ease up, ambivalence has been an old ambivalence. Because, like, I really want to lose weight, but I really want to go out as well, right? It's like that situation. It's like that ambivalence between, I really want to do something, and yet I also want to do this. So there's a lot of weighing up going on internally all the time. And as I said, a lot of people, or when I've been talking to clients, will unnecessarily judge themselves that somehow they're failing or they're not doing good enough if they're not rock solid and let the angel win out every time, when in fact it is totally part of the situation. I would say that, well, what to do with it, okay? Because I always talk about this. So I've gone through a definition of what ambivalence is. I've explained how it impacts you. And then different things that you might do that kind of indicate that you're in that ambivalence, either actively pushing against it or passively kind of like, I don't know, just forgot, which is one of my favourites, I think, actually. So what are the things to do to get yourself out of this situation when you're in that ambivalent phase? There's a couple of things I've talked about before, but collectively, when you put these all together, this is how to really look at it. It's a lot to do with creating pros and cons of certain actions. Now, at the moment, I'll probably use the not the best example of wanting to lose weight and also wanting to socialise, because I think most people will choose to socialise at this point, right? So let's take an example that's outside of the situation. So it may be that actually someone has stopped training whatsoever, okay? So I'm not doing any exercise for whatever reason, maybe just fell out of the routine, something's become more important, right? It's about weighing up the pros and cons of changing versus not changing, which I've talked about. There are always pros of staying the same. And that's partly what ambivalence is about. There's always a pro for not exercising, for example, as in I don't have to do it. And there's also a con, right? There's also a con of not exercising, which is, well, I won't lose weight and I won't feel great about myself and I'll lose some of the confidence I've gained, right? But I can really put about three cons in over a pro. A pro might be I get to sit to watch some Netflix for a bit. Con might be I'll get bored of this Netflix quite quickly. And then I'll go to bed late and I won't sleep and I'll feel tired tomorrow, right? You see, there's usually about three or four cons to one pro of an argument when it comes to that and when you're in that stage between, well, I don't know which way to go. There's always more cons than there are pros. What we don't do though often as people is actually sit there and consciously think about what they are for deciding to do something or not do something. We might do it quite like vaguely, but we don't ever do it. There's a pro of doing something and not doing something, but nobody ever thinks about the pros of not doing it. Because I go, well, there can't be any pros of not doing this action. I know it's good for me. There is. There's always a pro of not taking action. There's a pro of not looking after your food, right? Because you could just indulge, stop caring, right? Eat all the foods that, you know, make you feel good, if only for a moment. Pros might be for not losing weight at all. I'd have to buy new clothes. That's the truth. I've read that from a client. I had one recently. I talked about it. Pro from a client. If I don't work out or don't do my food, I've always got COVID as an excuse. Well, that's coming to an end, right? So there's always a pro for not doing something. We just don't like to admit it. So first thing to do is make that real. Kind of actually either write them down. If you're one of my clients, I'll make you write them down and send them to me or discuss it, right? But there always be pros and cons. It's always good then to agree on an action plan, right? Either with yourself or with us, if you're coached by us, agree on an action plan. Like, actually, let's have a look. Let's discuss the pros and cons and actually put an action plan in place. Turn up what works, right? This is something, or bright spots, we call them. So turning up what works or using bright spots is where something really works for you that helps you make these decisions. A lot of the time, it's just often we forget about them, or we think it's quite a small thing, but if something really works for you, like, for example, I've talked about this before, leaving a kit out to remind yourself to train the next day, start making sure it's done every day. Turn it up, like, make it a conscious decision. Work out the things that help that argument get resolved to do something or not do something by working on the key habits and behaviours that really help, and mushroom cloud them almost. Make them bigger, make them more visible. I've talked about that, make them more visible, make them more accessible. Big one, you know this probably already. Notice your language, right? It's got to be I'd like to, it would be nice to, so wishy-washy. I will, I need to do these things, all right? I mean, again, this is some repeating some of it. However, when you're in this kind of ambivalent phase where you know that something's good for you and you're not doing it, you have to start working on your why. Like, why do I want to do this in the first place? What was the main reason for me wanting to lose weight? It's never, and I've said this many times, it's never legitimately to be a size 10. Never woke up one day and was like, I looked in the mirror and went, God, I can't wait to be a size 10. This is my reason for breathing. I will be a size 10. When I see a size 10 label in my clothing, I will literally achieve all in life. Right? Sounds funny and ridiculous. I'd love to meet someone. Someone's going to be messaging me now going, I did, actually. Thank you. That's not legit, really. It's something that you can say. So I'd love to be a size 10. Why do you really want to be a size 10? And why? Keep going down the whys. There's five whys. Done a live on this. There's five whys. But if you're in that rock and hard place, like, do I do it or not? Go to your whys. If you haven't done this exercise either, if you're quite relatively new to either UFIT or new to your journey, it's really important to get past your third why, to keep asking yourself the question, well, why do I want to do this? Yeah, but why? Why? It gets uncomfortable after three. Four, it's downright. Ugh. Five, that's the truth, right? Five is the truth. That's the reality. So to recap then, working out the pros and cons of changing or not changing. There are pros of not doing anything at all. Trust me. Agree with yourself or with your coach to make an action plan, right? What do you actually need to do using that language? What do I need and want to do to make sure when I get into a situation, when I know I need to do something, I'm just not doing it. What is it that I need to do to make sure that works? And what are those actions? If I'm going to be turning up the bright spots or turning up what works, what do I need to turn up more and keep working on that I know already works for me? And what do I need to turn down? Or what do I need to turn off? Create dull spots, right? Where you're not just doing the stuff you know that takes you away. Changing language, like I talked about. Finding your why, your reason for doing this. Can't wait to be a size 10. It's the end of my life. Woo. Nah. Okay. Ambivalence can be a real stumbling block for anybody losing weight, because every argument you ever give yourself will be very legitimate for not doing something. Right? Again, definition. When you have every great intention, but you don't follow through. Why? Why did you want to lose weight in the first place? Not why did you want to do the session and not do it? Like, why did you want to eat good food and you didn't eat, make selection of a choice? Like, why did you want to feel better about yourself in the first place? What was the driving factor for you to actually want to start losing weight? Okay. Working with your work with it, Pete, by the way, people. Now, lots of clients I've worked over the years goes, I just want it to stop. I just want to always make right good decisions. Trust me, it doesn't work like that. You will always have ambivalence. Always. Always, right? You will always have this with you. It's about working with it rather than working against it, or actively or passively trying to stop change happening, right? Because that's what we do when we want to get past it. Oh, more mindset stuff this week, of course, always. So I'm back on, what day are we today? Wednesday. I'm back on Friday at 5. I'll be back again. I'm definitely here next week. I know that for sure. So I'll be here Friday, not in here. I might be in here. Friday and next Wednesday and Friday again. So again, if you have any comments or anything you found working through your journey, hit me up or put them in the comments and I will always get back to you. And in the meantime, I will see you on Friday.